to know that this church cares and wants to do our best to help out. So, but anyway, on October 28th now, seriously, bring your kids, your grandkids, your great-grandkids, youth, bring your friends, bring yourselves, and come on down, and we're going to pray over, this church is going to pray over our children and our youth. Can I get an amen on that? And we will come forward and pray with you and for you, and so hopefully that will be a powerful thing. Well, today we're going to focus on a question regarding faith. Regarding faith. The youth have asked about finding time for their faith. Some are concerned with always feeling rushed and not taking time out of their busy schedules for prayer or Bible study or church activities, etc. First of all, isn't that an awesome concern that they would even consider that? But I thought a place to start would be with a question. What in the world is faith? What is faith? Anyone? What is faith? Is it a force to wield? If you have enough faith, you can whatever. How about, is it confidence? Is that what faith is? What do you think? Y'all are awful quiet now. Come on. Speak up. Huh? Could be confidence. Maybe some of you think it's wishful thinking. What do you think about that? No? Okay. Believing? I guess I need to say faith in what, don't I? No. Well, Hebrews 11 says, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. You see, the bridge from that wishful thinking comment that I made to faith is the revelation of God. The wonderful promises God gives to us through God's Word. How about this definition? This, you know, I like easy definitions that I don't have to think about, right? Faith is confidence that God is who He says He is and that God will do all that God has promised to do. Is that an okay definition for faith? Faith is confidence that God is who God says He is and that God will do all that He has promised to do. Now, the thing about this, youth, is your confidence cannot be in yourself. Yes, you need to have confidence in yourself. Those that have played football under me have heard me say, you've got to believe in yourself, right? You got to believe in yourself. You got to play through that game and have confidence that it's going to go the way that you envision the game, whether it's basketball or soccer or football or whatever it is you're doing. But in a literal self, when we're thinking about spiritual things, you can't have confidence in yourselves. You can't have confidence in your friends, even your circumstances, and especially your pastor and your youth director or your coaches. You can't have confidence. You can't have ultimate confidence in those people. And that goes for all of us, doesn't it? And why is that? Because each of us will eventually let you down. That's the 100% guarantee that you have. If you have confidence in yourself, or if you have confidence in your friends, or your pastor, or your youth director, or your coaches, or your teachers, there will be some time in your life that we will let you down. That's a pretty much a guaranteed thing. So we don't want to have confidence alone in those things. Your confidence must be in the absolute promises and the unchanging character of God. Your confidence must be in the absolute promises and the unchanging character of God. You see, in Hebrews 11, the author gives dozens of illustrations of people who showed authentic biblical faith. In every case, that faith was grounded in a promise, in a revelation from God. The Bible states that Noah spent many, many years building an ark because God promised that it was going to rain. Abraham left his home and set out without any destination in mind. Why? Because God promised to lead him to a new home. Gideon charged into an enemy camp totally outnumbered because God promised him victory. Moses went back to Egypt to confront Pharaoh, the most powerful king in the world at that time, because God promised to deliver Israel through him. Youth, what will you be capable of doing when you begin to live authentic faith? When you are completely confident that your Creator is who He says He is, and that God will do what He promised to do. Have you thought about that? How about all of us? Have we thought about that? What could we be capable of when we begin to live authentic faith?